a faint vibration underfoot.
Do they have earthquakes in England?
It was once like this in the mountains near Botlek, but the vibration is getting stronger. He glances aside and sees the ground rippling. Oddly, none of the bells are sounding. Not in this chapel, nor in any of the others. Benjamin sees something moving in the loose soil underfoot. Adrenal glands squirt, and his pulse spikes. He unslings his gun and turns it, slamming it butt-first on the white and crawling thing below, thinking, snake. A second hand, less fully skeletonized than the first, pushes through the soil and grabs the shotgun's dangling tactical sling. Grigori's nerves jangle as he sees the ripples of ground spread silently out around the chapel. He's not superstitious, but he belongs to the company of Spetsgruppe V, assigned to KGB support operations, and this is a fucking graveyard at fucking midnight. He lowers the crossbow, raising his left hand to the Matryoshka charm dangling at his throat, just as the earth beneath him heaves and a bony claw punches up through the grass beneath him and reaches for his neck. The Oculus truck roars along the M3 motorway, driving south in darkness. Major Barnes has a mobile phone glued to his ear. He's nodding unconsciously. Then he turns, looking at Angleton and Moe in the back of the cab.
Dr. Angleton, Dr. O'Brien, we have a fix.
Moe sits up instantly.
Yes? That was Jameson at headquarters. DVLA have coughed up the registration details on Iris Carpenter's car. Highways agency say it came this way earlier this evening and turned off onto the A322 at Junction 3. The ANPR cameras on that stretch are down, but looking at this map, what does Brookwood Cemetery suggest to you?
Brookwood?
Angleton raises an eyebrow.
Yes. Continue. I'm waiting for...
The Major's phone rings again.
Excuse me.
He flicks it open.
Yes?
He nods vigorously.
Yes, yes. I concur. Yes, I want you to get onto the Surrey Police Control Center and ask if the ASU can provide top cover. Get them to send a car with a downlink receiver round to the main entrance on Cemetery Pales. We don't have a police downlink. No, but if the armed response unit is on duty, get them up there. Yes, I'm authorizing that.
Barnes blinks at Angleton, who inclines his head.
I'm in the Oculus with Howe's Brick. Get the rest of 3rd Platoon moving immediately. I think we're going to need all the support we can get. Is there any Scorpion scare coverage? All right, that was too much to hope for. We should be at the gates in another 15 minutes. Get the police to block all the roads in and out. The gardens, Avenue de Cagny, yes, and the rest. Tell them it's a terrorism incident.
When he finally hangs up, he looks tired.
Did you catch that?
He asks. Mo stares at him. It's a cemetery, yes?
Brookwood is not just a cemetery, Angleton informs her. It's the London Necropolis, the largest graveyard in Western Europe. 8,000 acres and more than 250,000 graves.
The penny drops. Her eyes widen. They're planning a summoning. You're thinking it's death magic?
What does it sound like to you? Lots of space, no neighbors within earshot, lots of raw fuel for a necromancer to work with. Raw head and bloody bones.
Angleton looks at Barnes.
Have you tried to call the cemetery site office?
Gordon tried that already. Got a bloody answering machine.
10 to 1, there's nobody at the gatehouse. Or if there is, he's one of them.
And we've got 8,000 acres to cover, and no CCTV. Never mind Scorpion stare.
Barnes's expression is sour.
No surveillance, no look to kill. The ASU had better deliver, or they'll hand us our heads on a plate.
What would your preferred option be?
Angleton asks softly, his voice almost lost beneath the road noise.
If we had time...
Barnes grimaces.
I'm sorry, Mo. I can't afford to throw lives away needlessly by going after Bob before we're ready.
But we're not just going in after Bob,
she says tartly.
We're going in to prevent the Black Brotherhood doing whatever it is they're planning. Angleton, the Ford paper was a decoy, granted, but what can they do anyway? What kind of summoning are we looking at?
They can try to summon up the Eater of Souls.
His smile is ghastly.
They won't get him. What they get in his place could be anything.
His smile fades, replaced by a look of perplexity.
That's funny.
Funny? Moe leans forward. What's funny?
Angleton raises his right hand and rubs it against his chest.
I feel odd.
Oh, come on. You can't pull that.
Moe stops.
Angleton?
His eyes are closed, as if asleep.
They're calling, he whispers. The dead are calling.
Dr. O'Brien.
Major Barnes stares at Angleton.
Code red,
he calls, yelling at the back of the truck.
Code red!
Angleton leans against his seatbelt, unmoving. The human sacrifice is over in seconds. Iris is the kind of priestess who believes in running a tight ship, and the tiny body stops thrashing mercifully fast. She lowers the bloody knife to the altar below the foot of the bed, and what happens next is concealed from me. I lie back and screw my eyes shut, but blocking out the sight of what they're doing doesn't make things better. I can feel blind things moving in the darkness, all around, scraping and scrabbling at the porous walls of the world. They're trying to get in. I invited them, and many of them have found bodies, but those that haven't, there are myriads of them. What have I done? I'm not sure. I'm not sure of anything except horror and disgust and a sense of nauseous unease.